All right, listen up, team. If you're stepping up to support a triathlete, especially at the Ironman distance, you need to understand that this isn't just a spectator sport. It's a physically and logistically demanding role that mirrors an endurance event all its own. We're talking about a commitment that requires strategic planning, real-time tracking, and dedicated recovery assistance. Why? Because effective support extends far beyond just cheering from the sidelines. It directly impacts the athlete's performance and overall experience. And let me be clear, success on the crew line depends on treating those duties with the exact same preparation and discipline as the race itself. That preparation starts well before race morning. It begins with direct, intentional communication. About a week out, sit down with your athlete and map out their specific needs. We're talking expected pacing, transition gear setups, and even their preferred pre-race atmosphere. Once you've got that intel, download the official IRONMAN Tracker app. This is your command center. You'll use it to monitor real-time split times, track their current pace, and watch those projected finish times shift as the day unfolds. But don't just rely on your phone. Scout the course in advance. Identify the transition zones, note the parking restrictions, mark the road closures, and memorize the shuttle routes. Then map out multiple strategic cheer points. Prioritize the loop sections and the transition entry or exit zones. That's where your presence will be most visible and, frankly, most impactful. When race day finally hits, execution demands early starts and disciplined pacing. You're looking at a 4:00 a.m. wake up to align with the athlete's schedule. But here's the key: maintain a calm demeanor. Defer to their routine. Don't bring the stress, bring the stability. As they move through transitions, position yourself at accessible entry or exit points. Remember, crew members cannot enter restricted zones, so your job is to provide that steady visual encouragement right on the perimeter. While they're on the bike segment, utilize that downtime wisely. Rest. 8. Recharge your devices. Don't waste your energy chasing the course. Instead, use the tracking app to calculate your arrival times at subsequent cheer points and get to the finish line well in advance. Secure that clear, visible spot near the chute before the crowds roll in. Now, let's talk about your own endurance, because proper gear and nutrition are absolutely essential for crew survival. You need to mentally prepare for a massive physical load. We're talking over 22,000 steps and standing for up to 19 hours straight. Pack a durable backpack. Load it with a towel, first aid supplies, all race documents, and cleaning wipes. Dress for the conditions: moisture-wicking layers, comfortable sneakers, a wide-brim hat, and quality sunglasses. And do not neglect your skin. Apply SPF 50 plus waterproof sunscreen and reapply it regularly. You're out there for 8 or more hours, so bring a portable charger, electrolyte drinks, and solid snacks to sustain your own energy. Finally, wear bright or custom triathlon support shirts. That high visibility isn't just for you. It's a massive morale booster for the athlete during those critical, grinding moments. Once they cross that finish line, your role shifts immediately from logistics to recovery. The moment they're done, provide fluids with electrolytes, easily digestible carbohydrates, and protein. Get them moving, get them fueled. Then, offer dry, warm clothing right away to prevent hypothermia, and assist with gear collection and transportation if the course permits. But here's where many crews stumble. Watch your words. Avoid asking performance-related questions. Don't dissect the race. Instead, offer genuine congratulations, allow space for emotional decompression, and just listen. Let them process. The physical toll on the support crew is substantial, no doubt about it. But that shared achievement, it forges a lasting bond. When you handle the logistics, track the progress, and provide that steady, unwavering emotional support, you stop being just a spectator. You become an indispensable part of the athlete's success. That's the Third Coast standard. Train hard, support smart, and let's get out there and make it happen.